what I read in your books and what I heard from you, I think it's very nice. I would like your advice. And my first question is about cheating, because I feel that when I last came to Krishna consciousness in ISKCON, I was cheating myself, and also maybe others tried to cheat me. But the main thing is that, as far as I've understood, that you cheat yourself. I cheated myself, and that's why things didn't go so good in ISKCON for me. So when you cheat, it's like you may have a form, it's like you may bow down before deep, you may chant, but you don't do it with your heart, so you don't have the substance. So how can one avoid cheating and avoid being cheated?
Well, to be more rare to be telling the truth, because why I'm starting my fortune by your grace, I do not know what is good and what is bad. Please give me this blessing, and I can catch my good fortune by the grace of your devotee. Give me that association of your devotee. This is a mood of prayer between heart and sincerity. With sincerity and anchoring, try to realize what is good for you. And if you get some good advisor, you can take his advice by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. And not to give chance to enter into your heart any inauspicious thinking, like a bad association. And I've heard that bad association. Where is possibility to break your faith? That type of association, try to back, try to avoid. So try to proceed by the prayer to dare to be Nityananda Prabhu. He is always with us, and he has to give us this opportunity. And Nityananda Prabhu, non-dependent from the form of Guru, he will appear in your form as Guru. But sincerity is necessary for your prayer to become Guru.
Maharaj, how can we best be sincere? How can we be sincere?
Sincerity you have. I am seeing with my experience, I can tell the sincerity with you. And it is my feeling, if you are not a sincere person, Krishna not giving you chance to search in tendency. The tendency within you, then sincerity also within you. But maintain it with proper nourishment. Proper nourishment means avoid bad association and take good attitude.
My next question is about samskara. I come, as you can see, from Western samskara. And often people wonder when you search into a religion that is more based on Eastern samskara and what we would call Indian culture, there might be some differences. And so sometimes I feel that we have some religion in the West also. We have Christianity especially. And when I left ISKCON, I felt very much relieved by the words of Jesus Christ and also some Christian teachers. And also now I read your books and other Vaishnava books, but I also sometimes read Christian literature. So what can you say about samskara, and how can we, with our Western samskara, is there anything special we have to watch when we approach Vaishnavism?
Yes, samskara is strong. It goes with the society. It is sanskar of the subtle body. Actually, our spiritual body is covered by subtle body, and subtle body covered by material body. Then sanskar will be with us. We cannot live easily out of sanskar. But it is not an obstacle for practicing the conscious mind. Some of the sanskar must be avoided. Otherwise, you cannot easily enter into the Krishna consciousness. That is, first thing is humility. It is a great thing for everybody. And tolerant. Then you can leave your sanskar. But it is not so important, I am thinking. Western boys and girls, they grow with their own sanskar. But that is not so harmful, I am thinking. It is my idea. It is sometimes a healthy thing. An example I am giving you, an Indian boy like your age, maybe you are 16?
No, I'm 20.
Huh?
20.
20 years. A 20 years boy.
20, just 20.
20. A 20 years boy in India, they are not free with their money. They are always depending upon their society sanskar. Whereas in the West, I am seeing, the boys are free and getting freedom from 14 years old. 13, 14 years old, they are getting freedom. And they are getting free choice. And furthermore, not giving objection anyway. If they want to go their own sanskar, father, mother not looking after them so much. But in India, it is not. In India, 20 years old boy, he is like 5 years old child, to treat it. Then, I think it, yes.
Still sweet home? Still sweet. But just from 6 minutes to that, wonderful.
Is that boy?
Yes.
Oh, Steve.
Yes.
Stephen.
Stephen.
Yeah. He is ready, can
he? Yes, can come. No problem. We are discussing about Krishna consciousness. He can hear that. Then I am thinking it is good for children, for them, actually Western boys and girls. I have many girls and many boys in the West. Their freedom have gotten from their family life. My English is poor, you know. Anyhow, you understand. That's
no problem
for me. And I have seen the young girls, teenager boys, they are with their good fortune, they are trying to serve Krishna consciousness. Whereas an Indian boy have no freedom. They, from the birth, they grow without freedom, which way they would run. After 24 years or after past master degree or something, still they are depending upon their sanskar. An example I am telling. This girl, Nam Subhasini, you know Subhasini? One?
Yes.
Indian girl?
Yes.
She is doctorate.
Oh.
Actually, she is PhD.
Oh.
First already PhD. But still she is following his, her father mother. He studies his matric meaning. And still she is following her mother and father's wish, not her wish. Her wish, she wants to join in Krishna consciousness. For life, she wants to stay. But father insisted and mother insisted you must marry. Then she is going for marriage. and father and mother, they chosen her husband. She also, some Western culture, she also tried to choose, but there is father and mother is final. Father and mother opinion is final. It is one way, it is good, no doubt, for family life. That is father and mother have much experience. They know what is good, what is bad, more than us. But this for family life is very good. But not for their own choice, it is very good. But if anybody wants to choose his own future, and the born like Western boy are, for choosing their future, they have no freedom like that. Indian boys and girls have no freedom. But whereas Western boys and girls, they have some freedom.
So
and through that, I can say, you know that, when they are mixing with the devotees and real path of life, like Krishna consciousness, what we are considering, they can easily take that and father and mother blessing them. In Australia, this boy is Australian boy. His relative is very happy that this boy taken a good part of life. And another boy is living there in Australia. When I am giving Brahmin initiation to that boy, his grandfather, grandmother joining that festival.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. And they was very happy. They embraced the Prabhupada and told, you have caught direction and directives, your spiritual path, and you chosen it and we are very happy. That is, our children in this society, they are going to the path, they are going, they are doing many things, taking that drugs, etc. But you not choice, your choice is completely different. And you are not mutating, not illicit sex, you are not drinking, and you are not gambling. But in this age they are doing that. And you chosen, you avoid this, and we know it is bad. And you are chosen it, we are very happy, we are giving our blessing to you. That day, I was very happy to see their grandmother and mother's affection. And here, is Western boys and girls have more possibility to come into the line of Krishna consciousness. Whereas, it is not with the Indian boys. And it is good. I am thinking this sanskar is not bad. But if you can change it with proper line, then it is very good. You are not liking. You not like the gambling. You not like the meeting. That is very good. It is, you are avoiding your consciousness. But in the society, they are not avoiding. Then I think it is your good sanskar behind anyway pushing you to come into the Krishna consciousness and blessing some Nityananda Prabhu anyway you have caught. Otherwise it was not possible to come in the line of Krishna consciousness.
So what about, can I read Christian books sometimes and if I get inspiration there? Because I have read in Sri Guru and His Grace, there Srila Sridhar Maharaj, she states that the way to God is seek sideways, like a snake, and you must search God where you find. And sometimes I find very much affection in Christian books.
Christian books, the Bible?
Yes, Bible and other books also.
And other books also. But all the books, directives, is not bad. They want to make us good. At least, who is writing one book? He never will tell, come and enjoy yourself like Charvaka. Chabad said, Chabad we have also, brother. And not like that. Mm. But all religious books is auspicious. Mm. But necessary guide. Mm. Without guide, if you try to read it, you have possibility to go out of life. Mm. You can run, but you must stay within your track. Mm. Otherwise you will be disqualified. Mm. Understand? Who is running
his
own way, you choose your life, then you can go. I have experience which way about Quran, about Bible. I read it. Otherwise, which way I shall get experience? I am a teacher, religious teacher. Then I need to know what is what. All the questions will come to me. I must give answer. Otherwise, they cannot believe me. And this way I read many books, many philosophies. I heard from Guru Maharaj. Actually, my duty is always hearing. That is my duty. But through that, I have got that experience. See, all the religion wants to do good for us. Then it is not bad anyway to read their books. But when they are fanatic, that is very bad. Like Muslims, they are so much fanatic. But Quran is not fanatic. We read Quran. There we have seen, they want to do good for us. But some other writers of Muslim writers, they are fanatic. They are hating the other religion. And that is bad. Always that is bad. All the religion appear through the wills of God. This way we shall consider. But we must choose our own life, style. And that is, we must say, here is nothing bad in the personalism. That is everything. Humility, tolerance, giving honor to others. What is bad in like that? We have some brain, we can some choice. We can choose something, and it is all good. And necessary to treat it perfectly. When my father is beaten by someone in the boat and I am going, if I see, I must resist my father. Yes. There is humility, but he is beating my father, it is good. I am not telling anything, I am human. Not like that. There all cultures have some explanation. And time, space, and theory, everything there is necessary to read from a proper teacher.
So my third question is more philosophical, because I wonder, sometimes you see in India and also here in the West that Hindu people, they worship Krishna, but they worship Krishna as if he was a demigod. Like, one day they worship Krishna for having good children, next day they worship Ganesh for having much money. And so it seems that their worship is in form, it's worship of Bhagavan, but in substance it's just worship of Daiva. And also you see sometimes that people, they worship another god, but they worship him as supreme. And they refuse any other god. So what can be said about that kind of worship? Is the substance or the form the most important?
Yes, it is necessary to choose my mind. What we need, that's necessary to know. If I need the oil, I need woman, I need Dhanandehi, Dupandehi, I need beautiful lady, Manorama, Achandehi, Jashodehi, I need fame, then I shall go in other track. But if I need my spiritual wealth, what is my own property, I lose through the illusion. If I want to discover my own property that is existing within me, and that property is only feeling, thinking and consciousness. That is the jiva-sukha nature and property. If I want to follow that line, then I shall leave that tendency. But for the service to Krishna, I can do everything. But wisely, Always we will try to proceed with harmony. Every higher is some harmony. And why is not harmony? We shall try to make that harmony. Otherwise we will be disturbed and we will lose our mood of devotion. Then there is necessary harmony. And that way we shall try to proceed. I have no right to eat one grain. That is, in the grain there is some life. Now which way I shall take? It is exploitation for my body. If I not exploit to others, I cannot alive. And that type of living style I must try to change. That is prasadam. I shall live with prasadam. Prasadam means what offered already to Krishna. And that is nirgun. There is no touching the mundane quality. That I shall think that what I shall eat, I must eat from Krishna. What I shall do for Krishna. Where I shall go for Krishna. What work I shall do for Krishna. That way I shall make my mind settle. Then I can do anything or everything. But if not it is for myself, then I have no responsibility for that. If anything wrong or right I shall do, that all will go result to the Krishna. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Karvaini Vatkaraste Ma Paleshu Kadasana. You don't try to get the result. The result will depend upon me. You do as possible by you, as good as possible. That way you shall try to pursue. And all the result you give up to me, and I shall see your good of that best as possible. This is advice of Gita. Then we will do everything but for Krishna. That mood we will keep. Then bad result will come to us. If externally it is very bad, but I shall not consider like that. I think yesterday, Sagarmaya suddenly sick. Today I have program for television. It is externally bad. For me, that is, I have some program, preaching program in television. But if Sagarmaya cannot go and if it is cancelled anyway, then also I shall not think it is bad for me. I must think the Hare Krishna will something. I shall not go to television today. Maybe that arrangement coming from the above. This way, if I see, then the result that good not coming to me. Consider that way and proceed within your own track. First choice your track and proceed within your own track. Then effect not will come to you. And what effect will come? That you a harmonizing way, adjust with yourself.
My fourth question is more about my life. It's like I come from a country called Norway, you know?
Yes.
Okay. It's a very little country and there is no people in Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati much there.
Yes.
So I am the only one.
That's very good.
And I hope so. But what is not so good is I have some friends and it's like they are part of youth movements that don't drink, are vegetarian, don't take drugs. Some of them are very much, how to say, positive to Krishna consciousness. And I have copied Sri Vaishnava Prasani counterpoint and small books and given to them.
Okay.
So many of them are interested. And I've talked with Navasundar Prabhu and we may try to have some program either this year or next year that Shripad Sagar Maharaj could come over and do some preaching in Norway.
Yes.
So that might be very good. But it's like, what should I do and what should I avoid in my personal life? There is just one problem for me practicing Krishna consciousness. Or two problems. I have a work I have to attend to, because in Norway all young boys have to work for some time for the state, instead of going to the army because I didn't want to fight in the army. So I have to do that work, and I also have a girl. She's not like my girlfriend, but we are very close and affectionate. So what could be done? What could be harmonized? And what should I avoid doing in my life?
Avoiding it, it is unavoidable, the country rules. Then you go to military. But there also you can keep your vow.
It is not like I'm going to military, but instead of going to military, I have to work sometimes.
Yes, anyhow, you can go, that's the country rules. You not break that rule. That is good, first thing. And second thing, if you can get opportunity to avoid that and can join in full time, that is very good. That is life, you do not know how long you will be. It is uncertain. Then after that, finishing that country interest job, I shall fully join. This is not good attempt. Always we must see that tomorrow is in not my hand, but today is in my hand. And if you can avoid that, you will try to avoid. And if you cannot avoid, you must join. But you keep your personality, keep your own religion within you. If possible, you can preach to others, but very carefully. Otherwise, will hamper your faith, and also disturbance can create to other society. Our mood it is not, you shall disturb to others. But mood it is, we shall try to preach Krishna consciousness. And for that, with humility tolerance, if slowly we can go, or fast, that is depending upon person, then we must be successful. And through that we must get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu more and more.
What about this girl?
Girl, if you could meet in future with connection with that girl, that is your desire. But it is, if unavoidable, then married life is good, but not illicit sex. And that way you choose that. And if you can, to proceed with full brahmachari life, that is best. It is my experience. Who is giving up himself for the grihastha life, is losing many things. Then grihastha life is good life, no doubt. There also we can practice Krishna consciousness, but there are possibility 50% or 60%, and here 100% possibility. Then it is depending upon strength of your mind and your choice. They are not to interfere, that is good for me. But you are not unqualified or you are not foolish, you can choose your line. What will be good for you, girl or boy, it is not the actual question. Question is practicing Krishna consciousness or not. That is the main question.
Seva.
Seva. And that necessary to follow. But if sometimes it is really unavoidable, then they are taking the rest of life.
Yes,
the life is not bad. I cannot say anything bad. I must say that's also good to life, but it is not necessary for everybody. And who will get chance to fully engage himself for the service to Krishna, he must take that chance. If cannot in future, then future will say what will be. And from today we cannot decide. From this day, if we will try to decide this, that is foolishness. I do not know that girl. What is her mood and what is her culture, what is her affection, what is her love, I do not know anything. Then from here I cannot say anything about her. But generally I can say, if you can avoid the grihastha life, That is very good. I cannot keep the enthusiasm for years, the pilgrimage, unless I am sannyasi. First, and why I am sannyasi? That 24 hours I am engaging my time for the service to Krishna. What that? Sannyasi means like that. Sannyasi means not like the saffron cloth. Cloth may be white or saffron, that nothing matters.
Yes, I'm living brahmacharya now, I have no sex, but it's like I have some affection, so I'll try my best. And I read reading Gita and Krishna said you should approach spiritual master Pranipatana, Pariprasnana and Sevaya. So what is Sevaya for me? What
so should I do? Sevaya is to Guru.
Yes.
What Guru will say you follow. So that was my first instruction from my Guru. When I joined to Guru Maharaj in 1947, I was 17 years old and Guru Maharaj said to me, "Oh boy, will you stay here in the mosque? But I'll come for stay in mosque." I was surprised why he was asking this question. That is, I come for stay. And why he is asking, "Can you stay?" I was unhappy later. Anyhow, I was village boy. That was my mood very clear. Yes, I told yes, Maharaj, I shall stay. Then Guru Maharaj said, "Okay, he will be very exalted in future, devotee. But can you follow me or not? What I shall tell, you can follow. What your mind tells, you must follow. Can you do that?" I said, "Yes. What my mind will tell, I shall not, I not will follow." And Guru Maharaj said, "Good. And now you come in my service." Then Guru Maharaj did this service. But all time I cannot follow it, it's true. But mostly I was always with Guru Maharaj in my first life. And I followed him. And I am seeing the result. I'm not going to school, I'm not going to anywhere. Only I know Guru Maharaj. And my all culture, my all habit, everything almost come from Guru Maharaj. And I am seeing it is good. And I am not trying to cheat anybody, that is Guru Maharaj, not trying to cheat anybody. All the habit of Guru Maharaj, mercifully, gradually coming to me, and I am seeing it is very good. Even the diseases of Guru Maharaj, showing some diseases, now that's also coming to me, and thinking, all is mercy of Guru Maharaj. Yes, please. Dhanyavad. Dhanyavad. Jai Maharaj, Dhanyavad.
I forgot this last
time. Oh, Maharaj. Which I shall take it. Oh, Maharaj, not to do this. You are sannyasi.
From the land.
Adam.
Oh, from the land?
From the land.
Walnut tree.
They were
all men. Last night in Saruman, I was very sleepy.
I heard
that, yeah. Dr. Ken. 2 o'clock when I wake up, I have seen Saruman. Anyhow, he not sleep now, maybe sleeping.
Yeah.
My last question is about, I live in Norway, right, and I am all by myself, so it's very difficult to do Vaishnava seva.
Yeah.
So what seva can I do? I work in, ISKCON has a restaurant in Oslo, where I live, the town where I live, and I work there one time a week and make some special or clean things. So what other seva could I do?
You first try to decide what you wish to find out. You can join fully in the mission if possible, but not. If it is, then you can join fully. If it is not, then you stay there. And if ISKCON is not harmful for your practicing life, you can do so when you come. I am not. But I am not seeing that there. If I am, you know, somehow it's coming very merciful to our devotee, somehow it's coming very bad to me. There we must have it. I am seeing in Detroit, there too much there are many devotees in Detroit. And ISKCON also, they are not harmful for our people. They are serving ISKCON us. But when I went there, this time, that time ISKCON temple president, when they told you we need the Govinda Maharaj in our temple, he will come and visit. And the temple president not told anything. But he told you can arrange to others, but he himself not told anything. I am thinking of that is from ISKCON some management group called GDC. He appeared to GDC. And for that, directly not told yes, but indirectly he given me so much nourishment. That is, for me they arrange meeting and giving their own batasana, etc. And they shown me the, all the temple, every higher is, what is, which is, seva. And give me much. In New Year, there ISKCON not invited me, but there ISKCON, part of ISKCON, living there, Kirtanananda Swami, you know his name, yes. He is very great and so big ego he has. But Kirtanananda Swami come from 8, where he is living, 8-hour drive, 8 hours drive, he come to see me. And he invited his temple there. And big meeting also held there. And he took Prasadam with me and gave me good money, reception, nourishment. And he willingly told to take photo of Govinda Maharaj with me. And through that we can understand he is happy with me. And lastly, after finishing, he gone back. Again 8 hour travel to this place. Then every higher instructor, not only that, he offered me ticket for New Vrindavan. I said, if I want to visit New Vrindavan, he will arrange everything for me. But this time I haven't time to go in. Anyhow, some of the ISKCON devotees is very affectionate and Kirtanananda is a very egoist man. But which way he is? See, I've got to be sufficient, I do not know. But he is sufficient. Otherwise, it is, while he will come, 8 hours driving is not easy for him, but he is not very healthy now. He's sick, but he comes to sleep. This way, have you had not same prescription? While his stomach problem, they will take stomach medicine. While his kidney problem, they will take kidney. While his lungs, there is lungs. That way, decide. If you think it is harmful for you to keep faith with your guru, then you must avoid their association. And if you think, no, it is not harmful, and they are not telling anything against it, then you can serve them. But you try to serve from far, positive only through your energy. Energy means variety, you learn. Some percentage you can send for the service of Guru Gauranga Gandharva Gauranga. No other way. And if you can join in mission, there is no problem. You can join in London or join in there, Navadvip. Every higher in God's place.
As I told you right right now I have this job that I must do. It's compulsory, I cannot avoid.
So if it is, then you must carry.
And I don't know in the future.
Future is not necessary to know. At present, what is in your hand, you try to use that property. not only child of prosperity. Need to serve Krishna. This is life's goal. And service to Krishna going through Guru Vaishnava. No other way. Direct we cannot contact with the planet. That is, we cannot see the planet. But through the telescope, we can see the planet. And telescopic system is Guru Vaishnava. There is so many lenses. And through the lens we can see the planet. It is like that. We cannot see Krishna. Krishna is living everywhere. But through Guru Vaishnava we can see Krishna. Our all ingredients we can send through Guru Vaishnava. No other way. Then that way we shall try to serve. But Guru must be perfect, Vaishnava must be real Vaishnava. Otherwise always the ego. I am Guru, I am Vaishnava. Yeah. You will be cheated.
But if we are sincere, we will not be cheated.
Huh?
If we are sincere, we will not be cheated.
Yes. If you are sincere, Krishna must register. Krishna lives with you. He is always waiting for you. Then you have no real problem. Only problem is that faith. All the religions telling about faith and why. In Christianity, it is Mahamadhyamism, it is Buddhism, Shankarism, everywhere faith is the first thing. Even Shankar Acharya, he is telling aham brahmasmi, but not telling I am same with my guru. Yes, that is Mayavadi. But Mayavadi also not saying I am same with my guru. They are all as ancient people. And mother is guru, first guru in the material world. Mayavadis are giving honor to their mother first. Father come to see his son as a sannyasi son. When father coming, father paying the devotee to sannyasi son. But when mother coming, the sannyasi son taking feet of mother. Very nice system. Indian philosophy and culture is the best, no doubt. But that is not all. Everything necessary to harmonize with environment. Proper adjustment necessary. Western culture is not bad, I told you. Western culture I like very much. That is not so much attached with mundane. Yeah. Boys and girls, father and mother, not so much attached with mundane. Then it is very good for spiritual life. If someone, daughter or son, will go out, father, mother, living their feeling. Always crying, oh my son, girl, oh my son, girl, oh my daughter, girl. This is Indian culture. But here it's not like that. When I was in Ireland, they had one son and one girl, 13 years and 16 years. They gone out from their house. Father knows no senses. Father knows living happily. Suddenly they heard the eye come to their house, they come back. After a few days, where they gone? Not father up, not mother up. They gone for enjoyment. Then come back.
Father was like mother was little old. My son and boy, they like enjoy, they like.
One way it is good. Other way it is very bad, no doubt. They are not taking care of their son. But another way, their culture is like that. Father and mother not so much attached with their son, girl. And son or girl, they are not so much attached with their father. Then other way it is very good. They will get proper some connection with Krishna consciousness. They can proceed so fast. Not like Indian boy. Indian girl I told that she is highly qualified. That is, she has got PhD and for PhD she came to India. And she had got it. But she gone back few months ago and father said you must marry. Mother said you must marry. But she wants to practice Krishna consciousness full time, joining in the mission. She said, Mr. Krishna, the Maharaj cannot have a hierarchy because they're far off. Then I given my consent and my marriage permission. But Western boy, we are free from that illusion.
But still we should pay respect to our parents, right?
Yes, sure. That is, parents, how much affection they are giving the child, you see. If parents do not will protect us, we are not grown up anymore. They protected us. And for that we have some depth into the Pitri food, that is father, mother, parents. We must give honor to everyone. And why not father, mother?
Yes.
Yeah. That is our Vaishnavism. We must give honor to everybody. Why not my father? They are also honorable, and more than others. We do not want to give any pain to others. Why you shall be fed to my father, mother? This is our philosophy. It is external philosophy, no doubt. We can give pain to anybody for the service to Krishna. That is highest thinking. But everybody cannot follow that. And it will sometimes make disturbance in our society. And we don't follow that. We follow proper channel. By exploring very easily the orders. Thank you. Your question is very nice.
Yes, everybody wants to
ask. Question answer is good for me. That is.
Yes, sir.
Picture, you check picture. Maharaj is there.
Yes, I need Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj also coming.
Yes, I shall take time.
Yes.
Ready? Business man.
My seva in Norway. What should that be? To read?
Yes.
Give donation?
Yes. Give people. My book and Guru Maharaj. My book, maybe not so. My big English.
I like very much what I've read.
Then advice is very insane. And I am trying to advise Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj is because it's very simple and intriguing. And read the books of Guru Maharaj. Open the humanity, try to read that book. And do some survival style until you cannot die.
So should I do preaching to my friends?
Yes, sure. But very affectionately.
Very careful.
Not break them their faith. Try to make them with mud. When we are trying to make something, that mud not so soft, not so hard. That way we will try. Not to hit them, not to hit their religious faith. But you can try to
show what is highest.
Yes. And reasonable. Why they not will join? They must join. If their affection is with you and you have affection for them, then reasonably you can preach to them and they must join. I am very hopeful with this mood of preaching. And I have seen somewhere many things they heard about me, something, and they are disturbed. But when they are seeing me and talking with me, they are fully satisfied. And they are joining with our mission. But somebody trying to disturb them. Sometimes they are disturbed, no doubt. But while disturbance, I have that situation. I have no disturbance, proceed on with them. That is it.
But my advice is, go to
now and
you go.
It was my book in Divine Guidance.
Yes, sir.
There is some question and answer, you see. One is called Prabhupada's disciple and was secretary 10 years. He was very angry with my teaching in California. Then he makes some question to me. I get all those things. Then I told him, if he wants to know more, meet with me, then he will see. Then after meeting with me, he is my best friend now. You know, he is helping so much in Calcutta. But he was Prabhupada, the secretary, he was sannyasi.
Because you do not want enemies, right?
Yes. And now he is my best friend. Always he is trying to help me, and he said, I have got to return my duty back. He is telling me. What will he do? I have got to return my Prabhupada in other form. In public meeting and all his God brother is surprised that this man telling this. But this man before against Prabhu. What? And I told Prabhu, no problem, you can question. And that question answer, it is published.
Yes, I read.
Name not there of that man, but it is published in Divine Guidance. Question answer.
You mentioned Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Should I read his books as well?
Yeah.
They are very good, thank
you. I am trying, that is, I have no other intention in my life. My life is finished ultimately. And now I am trying, if I can do good for others, I am trying to do. Otherwise I am telling, go, please, or you will get good management. For your spiritual life, please go. Yeah. I am not keeping anybody. I am not telling the community. That is, I have seen so much in my life. 47 years, you know, not last year. 47 years I have lived this mission. And I have seen many things. Then I am thinking, if he try to push someone, he cannot push if he has no Sukriti. And if he has Sukriti, he easily can come to him. And he will get chance to ask him. And you always try to give him good night. That is my Guru Maharaj's instruction. And I am trying to do that as possible by me. That Krishna suits. Krishna himself wants to hide from others. Then what I can do? How much I can do?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sir. Yes, Prabhu. Yes. I'm very happy with your question.
Thank you.
And question answer is very good for me. That is why I cannot speak English as a lecturer. But question answer is short for you coming to me. Yes, Stephen Prabhu,
come.
My question is,
you can give it on to others,
and without offense, you try to serve.
That is good. It is, no doubt it is practice. No doubt you will get some effect. But it is not full, pleasant season of concern. It will come to you through your Guru. Then first, you try to receive from a perfect Guru. Then you try to pass. That will be good. Not to lose your time. Actually, time is not infinite for you. And not for anybody. Then you will try to get benefit from the time. And that way, as soon as possible, you try to get a good guru. Then you try to see it coming through proper channel. And transcendental connection coming through that. If you have no connection with this bulb, bulb is bulb and the holder is holder. Everything is here, but no connection. But not inside. This is example. Yes.
I can understand.
Is it loud?
I'm
what is this occasion?
Visual connection.
So